once again for another episode of How the World Really Works. Coming to ye from the Pirates Code Podcast Studio. Last night be pizza night. So we dropped anchor in English Harbor, Antigua. We raided the joint called Pirate's Pizza, which serves up delicious pies that could satisfy even the hungriest of scallywags. Though the pirate theme is more in name, the casual setting and hearty fare make it a worthy stop for any crew looking to refuel. If you get a chance to drop in, tell them Blackbeard sent ye. While we were there, I be asked, what would Blackbeard say about smart spending? Ahoy, matey! Blackbeard himself would have had smoother sails had half his crew followed such wisdom as I be spilling. Let old Blackbeard hoist the sails and flesh out a few savvy pearls of coin-keeping lore for your account, with the wind of example filling each sail. Identify needs versus wants. Before buying anything, ask yourself, do I need this, or be it just shiny bait? Only spend your gold on what truly matters. This be the cornerstone of smart spending, knowing the difference between what'll keep your ship afloat and what be nothing but barnacles on the hull. A need be fresh water, sturdy boots, or repairs to your vessel. A want be a gold-plated compass you'll never use, or a feathered hat that screams more peacock than pirate. Back in me Roman days, one of me deckhands, Jeb the Jugger, spent half his share of treasure on a silver tankard etched with sirens. Fine looking, sure, but when we ran low on powder and needed to restock, the fool had naught left to pitch in. We made him swab the decks with his fancy mug for a fortnight. Learn from old Jeb. Spend your doubloons where they count. Not on baubles that sing, but do naught in a storm. Create a treasure map. Make a budget and stick to it. Chart out where each doubloon goes so you don't end up marooned with empty pockets. R, a proper pirate, don't set sail without a map. And likewise, no landlubber should spend their coin without charting a course. A budget be the very treasure map that keeps your loot from vanishing like mist over the sea. Plot out your expenses like you'd plot safe harbors, rent, food, savings, supplies, and beware the reefs of reckless splurging. In me prime, I had a quartermaster named Pegleg Morris who tracked every doubloon we took and spent. Thanks to him, we always had enough for rum and cannonballs. The trick is to leave room for the unexpected storms, mutinies, or leaky hulls, and have a stash set aside so you never be caught off guard. As we say in the locker, a prepared crew survives the tempest. The 24-hour rule. If a trinket catches your eye, wait 24 hours afore buying. Most times, the urge will pass like a brief squall. Impulse be a cruel mistress. She lures ye with glitter and grin, but once the gold's gone, so too be the joy. This 24-hour rule be like anchoring your ship before a risky harbor approach. Take pause, reflect, and ask yourself if that shiny cutlass be worth the silver or just a flash of folly. I meself once stumbled upon a merchant hawking a map to El Dorado, promised riches beyond reckoning. I near emptied me chest right there, but I waited a night, slept on me hammock, and by dawn, I saw 'twas nothing but ink on pigskin. The peddler vanished the next tide. If I'd spent on impulse, I'd have fed the sharks from regret. So, mark me words, pause, breathe, and make sure it's the right call with a clear head, not a wild heart. Now remember, mates, for an idea, thought, or concept to become a part of your permanent memory takes 50 exposures. Now that be a truth most folk forget after hearing it just once. Ironically, a thought needs 50 passes through the crow's nest of your brain before it drops anchor in your memory chest. A fine fact for any soul trying to chart new waters or knowledge. So go back and listen to this episode again and again. Repetition is the key to memory. Repetition is the key to memory. Repetition is the... Wait, what was I saying? Oh, well, if ye be liking these comments, stand ready for the rest of the treasure trove as I give ye the straight scoop about smart spending or not smart, non-smart, unsmart. Let's take this next batch of gold hoarding wisdom and stretch it to the far horizon with tales and tactics fit for any seafarer seeking to keep their coffers clinking. Prepare your crew, for here comes the rest of Blackbeard's Guide to Smart Spending. Pirate discounts. Always hunt for deals and bargains. Why pay full price when ye can get a discount? A true pirate loves a good haggle. No true pirate pays the king's ransom when he can barter down to a beggar's coin. A shrewd buccaneer knows there be no shame in asking for a better deal, be it at the local market, a merchant shop, or online. A discount be like finding buried treasure in plain sight, and only the bold and clever reap the reward. Back when I ruled the Carolina coast, we came upon a merchant ship carrying fine fabrics and spices. The captain, eager to avoid a skirmish, offered us half price if we let him sail on unharmed. Bargain struck! We took what we needed at a fair rate and spared the bloodshed. The lesson, haggling ain't always about fighting. It be about knowing your value and seeking fair trade. So whether ye be buying boots or barnacles, always ask, can ye do better on the price, mate? Avoid impulse. Buys. Online or in-store. Don't be swayed by flashy displays or limited-time offers. Stick to your list like a barnacle to a ship's hull. Impulse spending be a siren's call in the modern world. Those limited-time deals be nothing but smoke and mirrors to loosen your grip on your gold. Whether you be scrolling through a merchant's magic mirror, they call it a phone, I believe, or wandering the aisles of a land shop, stick to your plan like a loyal parrot on your shoulder. Hold up, allow me to interrupt myself with a thought that just flew over the crow's nest. One of the strange things about human beings is that they tend to value only that which has a price. Now we be touching the heart of a bitter truth that could sour a whole barrel of rum. Aye, many a landlubber's eye gleams only when there's gold on the table, ignoring the real riches like loyalty, honor, or a warm breeze after a storm. During the Dutch tulip mania of the 17th century, tulip bulbs reached exorbitant prices, not due to intrinsic value, but perceived worth. This phenomenon highlights how price can distort human valuation of objects. Don't think something has great value just because the seller claims it to be so. One time, we docked in Havana with coin aplenty. The crew went wild, drawn in by barkers shouting deals on velvet sashes, perfumed oils, and enchanted flasks. By week's end, half the men were broke, and none had bought food or new rigging. We had to pawn off a cannon just to sail out. Had they stuck to the list, gunpowder, ropes, and dried meat, they'd have kept their coin and their dignity. The moral, impulse buys be like holes in the hull. Small at first, but soon you'll be sinking. DIY Buccaneer. Learn to fix or make things yourself. Sometimes you don't need to buy new when you can repair or create it with your own two hands. A good pirate be as handy with a hammer as with a cutlass. When the sail tears, ye stitch it. When the boots wear down, ye mend them. Why toss good gear overboard when a bit of elbow grease can give it new life? Learn a trade, sharpen a skill, and you'll find treasure in your own labor. Me ship, Queen Anne's Revenge, took many a wound in battle. Rather than scuttling her for parts, we'd fix her with timber from wrecked ships, patching the holes with our own hands. The crew learned rope splicing, carpentry, and even distilling our own grog. 'Twasn't just pride, it saved us gold and made us stronger. So if your coat loses a button or your chair gets wobbly, Don't dash to buy new. Roll up your sleeves and become the craftsman of your own destiny. Gold goals. Set savings goals. Work toward a bigger treasure, like a ship upgrade or a grand adventure, to keep your eyes on the prize. A pirate with no goal, be a ship without a rudder. He drifts, spends, and sinks. But set your sights on a grand prize, a voyage abroad, a debt paid, or a home port all your own, and suddenly every coin has purpose. Savings be no chore when tied to a dream. When I set out to claim the title of Pirate Lord, I knew I'd need more than swagger. I needed firepower, a mighty crew, and bribes for certain, officials! Just like in the modern days, nothing gets approved by the regulators without greasing the right palms. So I stashed away a portion of every plunder marked for this dream alone. 'Twasn't easy, but when the time came, I had the coin to act fast and strike true. Ye can do the same. Whether your dream be a new carriage, they call it a car now, eh? Or a sabbatical to far shores. Write it down, give it a name, and let it guide your spending like the North Star. Spend wisely, mateys, and you'll keep your coffers full and your ship sailing true. Arr! Keep this creed close to heart, crew. A coin saved be a cannon earned. If ye live like a wise pirate, clever, cautious, and crafty, you'll weather any squall and laugh in the face of poverty. So hoist the sails, sharpen your wit, and steer clear of spending storms. The open sea of prosperity awaits. Aye, and right on cue, the lively and clever Arabella approaches. She be a fine wind in your sails. Every ship needs a sharp-tongued quartermaster with tails and wit to keep the crew smiling and thinking. I believe she has some smart and sassy quotes she can fire off like broadsides, each paired with a humorous quip from her colorful adventures on the high seas of life and finance.
Thank you, love. Here be a few quotes that I have heard whilst hanging about the podcast cabin. First quote of the day. Too many folks spend money they haven't earned to buy things they don't want, to impress people they don't like. Can't remember if that be Mark Twain or Will Rogers. But that does remind me of the time I bought a jeweled eye patch to impress a rogue who turned out to be blind in both eyes. Waste a gold and charm. Save your coin and find someone who likes you with or without rhinestones on your face. Quote number two. A budget is telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. Once, I let me purse run wild without a plan, and by week's end, I had three hats, a stuffed parrot, and no grog. Now, I budget. First rule. Grog comes before fancy birds. Third quote. Beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship. I believe that be old Ben, and that's true, matey. One week I thought I was being frugal, but me daily cinnamon coffee latte rations bled me dry. 'Twasn't cannonballs that sank me, it was overpriced foam. Quote four. It's not your salary that makes you rich, it's your spending habits. Wait, what? Anyway, I once dated a merchant who made heaps of gold and spent it faster than I could bat an eyelash. He had 10 coats, no savings, and asked me to pay for dinner. Rich in swagger, poor in wisdom. Quote five and me last of the day. The best things in life are free. The second best are on sale. Truer words were never spoken. Me best memories were singing sea shanties under starlight, but I still wait for a sale before buying boots. Romance and discounts, life's finest treasures. All right, ye savvy spenders and silver squandering scallywags. That's a wrap on today's Pirate's Code for smart or foolish spending. Remember, a clever buccaneer don't throw their treasure into the tide. They chart their course, patch their sails, and spend their coin like every doubloon might be their last. Last night, We weighed anchor from English Harbour with the stars behind us and the sound of sea shanties still echoing in our ears. And now, we enter Falmouth Harbour. Sails high and hearts wilder than a kraken in heat. We be storming the Skullduggery Bar, right by the Antigua Yacht Club, like a horde of Mongols galloping down off the Mongolian plateau, running the local ghosts out of town for the night. The Skullduggery ain't dressed like a pirate ship, but mark me words, the tales flow as freely as the rum, and the camaraderie be strong enough to mend any broken compass. It's a haunt, loved by locals and spirits alike, aye, even the invisible ones. So spend smart, save smarter, and never forget, even a broke pirate can be rich in stories if they know when to buy the grog and when to fix their own boots. Catch ye on the next tide, me hearties.